part of the process of preparing oneself for Yom Kippur is the process of removing any chetz that a person should become Torah in Yom Kippur. So when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam lamakom, one has to do tshuva. When it comes to mitzvahs ben adam lechavero, besides doing tshuva, because every mitzvah ben adam lechavero is also a mitzvah ben adam lamakom, Hashem says don't hurt your friend. So by doing so, I have transgressed the mitzvah of the Torah. I must do tshuva vis-a-vis myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem. But I also must remove the pain and the problem which I've created to myself and my friend. So if there's any financial issues, I have to compensate. A person was mazik, geizel, etc. Someone has to compensate. But besides that, he also has to appease the person. And that's a process known as pius. Excuse me. The process of being mafai is somebody else. Really, that person does not need to wait to Erev Yom Kippur to do that, but if a person does wait to Erev Yom Kippur, it's a time where people are usually more amenable to hearing about it, talking about it, trying to make amends and working it through. And so if a person feels it will be beneficial to wait, a person is allowed to wait. A person should be aware of it's one himself and any of his friends, which he believes that he has any issue. Now, just walk around, moichel, 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 I don't think it's exactly what the halacha had in mind. If you're aware of something you did to somebody, or you're somebody that you've interacted with many times, you believe there's a possibility, you should speak to them about it. If you're aware of something that you've done, specifically you're aware of something you have done to the person, so the basic psak in halacha that is that you want, one must mention what you've done to the other person unless you feel it's going to embarrass them or hurt them. So I've done something wrong to you, please be moichel me, is not sufficient if you could point out what it is. If you know what it is, you should point it out. That's very embarrassing, very uncomfortable, and that's part of the process of the tshuva, is expressing the fact that, I tell Lashon Hara about you. I said this and this about you. That's not very comfortable to say that. So maybe it's good to think twice, the Chofetz Chaim says, before you do it, because you're going to have to ask for it, ask for that mechila. The only exception that he has is if a person will be embarrassed by you doing that, you don't have to. A person should ask mechila from his parents. The mitzvah of kibbutz avim is a bit on the malkum between Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to respect our parents. There's also a bit on the chaveroi. They're human beings, strangely enough, to think about that possibility. They are human beings, and they have feelings, and they can get hurt. Parents probably should ask their children also. Husbands and wives, that's obviously something somebody has to keep in mind. It is preferable if you actually, on the receiving end, if you're moichel, the halacha says you should not be an achzori, you should not be cruel and not be moichel. You should be moichel, you should be able to move on in life. It's not something a person should hold on to. The only exception that a person is allowed to, it says if you truly mean this, that the reason why you're withholding your mechila is you feel that another person needs to learn a lesson. He's done it too many times, too many people, and by just being Michael, he will not learn his lesson. So that's your intent, not for yourself, but for him, then it's permitted. That's very hard to say that you usually mean that. Usually you mean yourself. But again, if a person would honestly mean that, that's not considered an achzori. The one exception to this halacha is by a rabbi. A rabbi or a parent has no chiyuv for Michael. So, one should not be achzori to Michael, therefore if a person comes once, the halacha says he has to come three times. Up to three times, he has to ask, and by the third time, the recipient does not moichel, he doesn't have to ask again. Now it's not his problem. The one who did the veir, it's the problem of the one who received it. The exception to that is a parent or a rebbe. I had a situation with one of my rebbeim. I asked him a chila once. He said no. And he felt what I did was wrong and proper. And he said no. I asked him a second time. He said no. I asked him a third time. He said no. I asked him a fourth time. He said no. He felt what I'd done was a property. He wants me. He really felt that I need to think about it very, very hard before he's ready to be meichel. And that's correct in halacha. The other place where you're not mechuv to be meichel somebody is in Moshe Shamrav. A person falsely says reports about you, the things which are not true, and that leaves damage. Because, you know, whatever he said about you, people now know and hear, etc. So this becomes part of the reality of people perceive you. That's an ongoing problem. So he hasn't really rectified the problem. So that you're not mechuyav to be meichel. Those are the exceptions where you're not mechuyav to be meichel. But in general, one should, even in those things, it's considered a mita toiva to be able to be meichel. And even in the situation of Matzi Shemra, if the person does everything in his possibility that he can to remove the damage, you should be meichel him. Have a good morning. Have a good day. Shir is at 9:20.